is a diagnosis. It was everywhere. And all of a sudden it became one of the most. It's become the fastest growing diagnosis now. Everybody thinks there's a clinical thing behind that. And there may be. I'm not going to say that there's not a lot. But I think there's a lot of things at work here, too. The funny thing is, this is only happening in a couple of pretty isolated places. And the funny thing is, those isolated places happen to be where there are a lot of engineers. I have a concept that there are what's called proto-autistic people, kind of seed people that autism comes from. So I call them proto-autistic. I consider myself proto-autistic. My wife may be a little bit too, because that's how we got there. I don't know how it all works. It's just a theory. I'd love to do some studies to see where this stuff comes from. Anyway, these were really isolated places. There were a lot of engineers. They tended to be spread a lot all over the universe. And they, if they got married at all, which a lot of them didn't, they would get married to normal people. Everything would be alright. Now, when computers came out, all of a sudden there started to be these kinds of concentrations of these people. They would get jobs. They'd go to, there was two major places. There was Right. All I know is Is that guy who bathes his head because of sensory problems has turned into an impediment. And, I'd rather break it up into different things so that we can allow for the fact that, number one, it's okay to have autistic traits. We need to find a way in our society not to treat them like they're disabled, but to say these are real people. Because I have a thought, and I don't know if it's true, but I have a thought that when I go to heaven, and I disability. now there's... They won't be punished. They won't be burned at the stake. Whatever. Because technology is on and we need more autistic people because we need those technological leaps that autistic people can do that normal people just kind of go, oh, I just want my MP3 player to work right. No, I must have been weird. know.